Ticks don't cause Lyme disease, but they carry the bacteria that does. It's formally called Borrelia. They also carry a lot more, which is why Mara Williams has a special name for the common little pests, which are technically arachnids, cousins to spiders. She calls them nature's dirty needle.
The average tick that's infected with bacteria and parasites, virus, and fungus carries approximately 7 co-infections. Very nasty. And they're getting nastier, which is a bit unnerving. More and more ticks are carrying disease than ever before. And they've been predicting more ticks all over our country and other countries as well, Australia, New Zealand, England, and Canada.
Williams is a longtime nurse practitioner in Sonoma County who has had both professional and personal experience with what she terms chronic Lyme disease, which is just part of that nasty mix of pathogens the ticks carry. But in conventional medicine, treatment flows from testing to confirm what's wrong. And Lyme is unusually adept at eluding those tests.
These bugs are able to burrow into tissues and hide from the immune system. So the typical antibody tests that we do in Western medicine to check for bacterial infection come up negative up to 75% of the time, even when someone is infected with Lyme. So the doctor tells them they don't have Lyme disease, move on, it's got to be something else. And they actually do.
However, there is one promising new diagnostic tool, Williams says, although it is not yet widely available.
We're hopeful about a new test that's been done by a specialty lab, which is an actual culture that grows Borrelia. So it doesn't matter which subspecies of Borrelia it might be, it will actually grow in this medium. Other than that, there isn't a 100% reliable test available.
Lyme disease also takes many forms, which can manifest in ways quite different from one another. This further complicates the diagnostic process.
The virulence of some of the species of Borrelia are different. Some will go dormant right away in the body and just hide and wait for an opportune moment to come out. Others are more aggressive and people get immediately ill. And on some levels, that's almost better because they're so sick, people realize something is wrong and they go after it. The shorter time period you have with the infection, the easier it is to treat.
But finding the optimal course of treatment is no easier than identifying the source of the problem.
It really is a true medical mystery to really hear the stories, and you really need to hear them over and over again to be able to form an idea of, okay, well, those symptoms belong to Bartonella, and those symptoms belong to Lyme, and that's part of Babesia, and that's part of this co-infection, and to be able to ferret out the different pieces of each of the infections, and also to decide which is most important to treat first.
Thanks to our mild climate and miles of open countryside, the North Coast is a hotbed of Lyme disease. That's part of the reason Williams hopes to one day create a specialized treatment center in the Sonoma Valley.
My goal is to have a place where people can come, including people who have used all their resources in trying to get well. There are a lot of people who lose their homes, their jobs, or everything to this disease and then have nothing to get care with.
Her goal is raising $30 million to fulfill that dream, with two-thirds of it to be set aside as an endowment to fund treatment for those who require financial support. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.